Hello again, and welcome back to the last English dialogue. The seasons are changing, and that usually means a big change in temperature. This could also mean you, or someone you know, is gonna catch a cold. And that's exactly the case in today's dialogue. Today, we're also gonna focus on a few phrasal verbs surrounding sickness. And to do this, we have a conversation between Camilla and Natalie. Natalie isn't feeling so good. Here we go. Oh, my nose. What's wrong with it? It's running. And you've run out of toilet paper. Yeah, I've blown my nose way too much today. It's gone red. Yeah, and I've sneezed so many times. Maybe you're coming down with the flu. You think? Definitely. So stay away from me. Your forehead is so warm. I think you're burning up. Oh no. Do you think I have a fever? Maybe. I think you should stay home today. I feel so tired and weak. Maybe you should lie down in bed. And watch a movie? That's a good idea. I always watch movies when I feel sick. Me too. You'd better call in sick. I'll do that. I'll make some soup for you. Thanks. You're a good friend. Nice. Let's hear it one more time, slowed down. Oh, my nose. What is wrong with it? It's running. And you have run out of toilet paper. Yeah, I have blown my nose way too much today. It has gone red. Yeah, and I have sneezed so many times. Maybe you are coming down with the flu. You think? Definitely. So stay away from me. Your forehead is so warm. I think you are burning up. Oh no. Do you think I have a fever? Maybe. I think you should stay home today. I feel so tired and weak. Maybe you should lie down in bed and watch a movie. That is a good idea. I always watch movies when I feel sick. Me too. You had better call in sick. I will do that. I will make some soup for you. Thanks. You are a good friend. Okay, we all know it sucks to be sick. That's just the way it is sometimes. Let's take a look at the keywords / phrasal verbs. The first one we have is to have a runny nose. When I say this, you might think about a nose with legs. It's a funny expression, but your nose runs. You know, when you have a cold and mucus streams down your face. Yummy. Some other things run in English, which takes us on to our next expression. To run out of something. This means to have nothing left, or to have used your inventory. For example, I've run out of toilet paper. I've run out of battery. Other examples with things that run. I'll run a bath. I'm running for mayor. I'm running out of time. The next one is to blow your nose. Pretty easy. I'm sure you've heard it before, but when you've got a cold and need to get that mucus out of your nose, what do? You blow it. This could be confusing, because when you think of blowing, you probably think of blowing out candles or blowing on hot food, which involves your mouth. But in this case, we're blowing through our nose. Nice, let's take the next one. To burn up. This phrasal verb simply means that your body temperature is rising or is high. So when someone is sick, they will often use this expression when checking their temperature. And the next one, to come down with. Another fun phrasal verb which is used when you are sick could translate it as to have the flu, as it basically means the same. If you are getting sick, you could say, I'm coming down with the flu. Or if you're already sick, you could say, I have come down with the flu. I imagine this as being knocked down because of the sickness. Finally, the last phrasal verb is simply what you do when you are sick and you cannot go to work. You call in sick. After you have done this, one of your colleagues at work might say, Liam's not coming today. He's called in sick. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the dialogue and the phrasal verbs. And if you happen to be using any of these phrasal verbs, then get well soon. Leave a comment below if you know more phrasal verbs surrounding sickness. See you next time.